This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Istanbul, 39 people killed. Sadly, ISIS claiming victory once again. The scumbag who decided he was going to ruin all those lives, including an American who escaped, which was incredible. He laid down and acted as if he had been killed. So he survived that attack and came back to the United States. He talked about the opening fire and what it was like, and there now are all these slices of video taken on cameras in Istanbul that clearly show the gunman and his intent at one point walking through a square and smiling, changing his clothes after shooting up this high-end nightclub in Istanbul, and then jumping into a cab, getting away, and somehow melding into the nighttime. So it's a question of the massive manhunt for this latest shooter and this latest horrific thing happening at the hands of somebody who decided that they were a soldier for ISIS. In the meantime, Donald Trump is busy tweeting, saying not so fast on the hack attacks and blaming Russia, saying in a quick little interview that he did on the fly coming out of Mar-a-Lago, which is his estate in Florida, that Tuesday or perhaps Wednesday we'll know more about what he knows as far as the election and the Russians hacking into computers. He said at one point, you know, computers aren't safe. So the best way to communicate is write it down and have a courier take it. So it does make you wonder, you know, Bush, when he was in office, Bush 2, he didn't use the internet. I mean, he didn't, you know, email. He communicated other ways. So it makes me wonder if Trump will probably do something similar. Doubtful that anything will catch him in the crosshairs of something that he doesn't back up. I can't imagine, but he does use Twitter, and it really sounds like this tweeting is his preferred method of getting messages out, which does make it pretty intriguing to think about what'll probably happen as far as White House briefings are concerned. But for the most part, you usually have the White House press secretary who handles that, which would be Sean Spicer. Okay, on another note, as we roll through the top part of kickoff here on this version of ATN with me, Kate Delaney, what's really wild is some of the weather that's smashed into parts of the United States, perhaps where you're listening to me. Not too far from where I live, there was a tornado that outside of Dallas that caused some massive damage at a gas station where somebody actually had video of the roof smashing into their car. And I know a lot of you are listening to me in Alabama, and sadly, four people were killed when a tree fell on their mobile home. It happened on Monday. So five people altogether killed with these violent storms that just smashed through the South and Louisiana in the, right there in the tornado's wake, too. And we see this happen not too far from Jackson, a place that I love and have been to many times. One of the touchdowns was right near Mendenhall, Mississippi, which is just southeast of Jackson. And then there was a second tornado that smashed into Mount Olive, Mississippi. And there was a lot of damage there, where 18 counties were damaged in some way, 15 parishes in Louisiana, 15 counties in Texas. And I'll tell you what, it really was a violent storm because it knocked me out of bed. It was that brutal. And of course, I have a chicken dog who couldn't be bigger, a big golden retriever, but he's like the weather vane. Before the weather comes, he knows it, he feels it, and there you go. Hey, coming up on our next show, we're going to talk more about this Dylann Roof situation. This is another quick hit for you. Ruled competent for the sentencing phase of what's happened in Charleston, South Carolina. The federal judge, who is overseeing the death penalty case for Roof, who was convicted in June of last year for that attack on that Charleston church, they say that he can serve as his own attorney, and the jury, before a jury, will consider a sentence of life in prison or execution. So they did a forensic psychiatrist based in that city met with Dylann Roof twice over New Year's, over the holiday, and concluded that he remained competent to stand trial and to self-represent. So that'll be a curiosity as to this kid representing himself. But he says that he is competent and can do that. So, you know, that's a huge turn, I think, in that story. And if you missed it, Mariah Carey had a big meltdown over the New Year's Eve holiday when she was singing for Rockin' Eve. It became a wild version of lip syncing that was way out of sync, and of her stopping in her performance and saying, well, that's why you have a sound check, and I can't turn on those monitors, and I can't see those monitors. And so some are calling it the final meltdown of 2016. And here we are in 2017, just a couple of days in, people are talking about resolutions, predictions, what they see happening in the future. And coming up in our next hour, some of you talk about that, but also my pal Don Zier, the CEO of Nutrisystem, stops by and talks about things you can do to focus on what you're eating and to put yourself in a better situation in 2017. You know, it's that portion thing, and I talk about it. When you look down and you see wherever it is that you go to eat, for the most part, it's unbelievable the huge portions. So we got a lot of portions coming your way. Most of them, what's reverberating in Washington, D.C., it's the tsunami that affects all of us. What kind of big changes are we seeing? Some of that, some of the inside scoop of what I've heard about the Trump administration. And, of course, this New Year's Day massacre, the Islamic State claiming responsibility for that shooting rampage at that nightclub that I talked about with the people who were killed, nearly 40, all the people that were wounded, including that American who escaped, thank goodness. But they're still looking for him, and no word yet on his whereabouts. We're kicking it to the other side. Did anybody nail the score? Oh, all those prizes piling up. Aren't you dying to find out? It was the Green Bay Lions game. Whew. Talking about it next.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Crossed if somebody was going to nail that score. Which, by the way, it wasn't the Green Bay Packers and the Lions game. That was my favorite game of the day. It was instead the Patriots game. And boy, the Patriots, it's interesting because as I say that, you know, in looking at the scores and looking ahead to the, in the NFL and looking ahead to the playoff scenarios, pretty interesting stuff. But the Patriots and the Dolphins met, and I don't know, for some reason I thought that we had the Lions, that the Lions game was the game that we tried to nail. But I can tell you this, nobody nailed the score because I had the scorecard next to me watching all the games, and sure enough, like I said, I was really, really hoping that was going to happen, but it did not happen. So nobody nailed the score this time around, and we will do it at our normal time on what we'll do it on Wednesday. We're going to do it on our Wednesday into Thursday show, because now when I was doing it on Tuesday, people were complaining and went on Wednesday. So we'll do it on Wednesday, right before some of the playoff games. So here's what you need to know. The Patriots beat the Dolphins 35-14. And in the Lions game, the Lions and the Packers, I had a lot of questions about that. The Packers beat the Lions 31-14. So it's interesting, some of the drama that now has been set up for these playoff games. And the Patriots clear the board in the AFC. And, of course, for the NFC, the Dallas Cowboys had already done that, so their game was meaningless, and their loss was meaningless against the
Philadelphia Eagles, except for that there's so much bad blood between those two teams. But otherwise, you know, otherwise, no. And there have been some firings, of course, because what happens is after the regular season flips over, then people lose their jobs. So the Bills owner fired Rex Ryan when he kept getting asked about his future. The Chargers fired their coach, Mike McCoy, and I think some of the players were upset by that, thinking that he should have had more of a chance. Some of them saying that he's a big reason why they came there. You know, this is what happens. You don't get much of a chance for a lot of these teams, especially the ones that are super struggling. You just don't. Also, and the big story was what was going to happen with Chip Kelly. And, you know, Chip Kelly couldn't deliver on his promises, so it makes sense. Chip Kelly, it gets bounced from the 49ers. I said makes sense. Makes sense for an organization that's cockamamie, so they go in a different direction. And now we catapult into the playoffs. And now that we're into the playoffs, it'll get interesting because one time on one of our Nail the Scores, it was a playoff game. And I don't know, sometimes there's something about the playoffs. So there's still the possibility of nailing the score and having those bragging rights. You've got the Oklahoma in the AFC wild card at the Houston Texans. You have the Dolphins at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those are your AFC matchups. In the NFC wild card, you have the Lions at the Seahawks. You have the Giants at Green Bay. And then, of course, you got teams with first-round byes like the Patriots and the Chiefs in the AFC, and in the NFC, the Cowboys and the Falcons get their bye. So it's going to be, since it's a wild card weekend, it's got to be one of the four I mentioned, either the Raiders at the Texans, the Lions at the Seahawks, the Dolphins at the Steelers, the Giants at the Green Bay Packers. That's one of those our computer will pick. In the meantime, as we switch gears here and look at the politics of the day, it's interesting what's happening in D.C. Republican House leaders are busy opposing a big change on the ethics panel, something that you don't hear talked about enough or a lot. We've talked to members of the ethics committee before, but they voted, the Republicans voted in the House 119-74 in favor of a proposal that would get rid of Congress's outside ethics watchdog. It would gut it, basically, and remove the independents. Republican Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte, his proposal would place the independent Office of Congressional Ethics, which was supposed to be, again, that watchdog for the House members, without power to punish people under oversight of the lawmakers, because that was part of the whole reason of establishing it. So that looks like that could be kicked to the curb, because the full House now votes on it as part of a bigger rules package. They'll do that on Tuesday, and that'll be interesting to see where they go. House Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi was upset. She said Republicans claim they want to drain the swamp, but the night before the new Congress gets sworn in, the House Republicans eliminate the only independent ethics oversight of their actions. She says ethics are the first casualty of the new Republican Congress. She released that statement, but I don't see that the full Congress is not going to vote to just trash that. I don't think so, because here's what happens. Members of both parties complain that the panel takes up matters based on partisan accusations. So here we go again. It's the blame game, and it happens from outside groups, and they're politically motivated. So this is both parties complaining, Republicans and Democrats. And then they launch an investigation, and then the members that they launch the investigation into have to come up with the, to go on the defense and have to come up with a, you know, lawyer up and all that other stuff and deal with it. So they're saying it doesn't make any sense to keep doing this the same way. So it makes more sense to gut it. So the 115th Congress, can you believe that's where we are, starts with this rules amendment that would make that big, big change. And we'll see again if it gets the full vote, because that is what has to happen. And the Democrats also, too, by the way, were busy targeting some of the nominees, some of the Trump nominees for these cabinet positions, because, of course, that's going to be, and still and is right now, that's going to be the big story, who gets approved, who doesn't get approved. And there's the people that you would think that would obviously be questioned by Democrats would include, like, Rex Tillerson, of course, and that's not a shocker. And I think that some of the defense side of the ledger is being questioned. So Democrats will go after any of the people who have been proposed in the Defense Department, under the Defense Department. And we'll see who gets approved and who doesn't get approved. I think it'll go smoother than some of this conversation is going. I think that there'll be some scuttlebutt, but there always is, depending on the party. But I wouldn't be stunned if Tillerson, I mean, that if Tillerson gets in. I don't think, as Secretary of State, I don't know that that gets blocked. And especially if you look at the numbers aren't there really to, you know, to block it. So I doubt that happens, even if that's where some of the complaints are being already lodged, you know, that it's particularly when it comes to state, when it comes to the Defense Department, there are lots and lots of questions there. What happens when computers go out? Everything is computerized these days, right? Our cars are computers, right? You are basically sitting in a computer. Certainly planes are computers. We've had Denny Kelly, an aviation expert, on this show so many times to talk about what he thinks is the scariest thing, that you're talking about computers in the air.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Song. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you across this nation and outside of our borders as well. So we start off with a couple of quick hits talking about what happened in Istanbul, which is just despicable and beyond sad. It's, you know, now you hear it. I think people are almost numb to what's gone on sometimes in these nightclubs, where you have somebody claiming they're connected to ISIS, and then they're grinning and think it's a big joke, and they destroy lives. And remember, for every person killed, how many other people are affected by that? I mentioned the American who escaped and said that, you know, he played dead. If you remember when the shootings happened, oh, gosh, at Sandy Hook Elementary, we had some people on right after that happened, and it was gut-wrenching to interview them, to talk to them, and to hear some of gosh, the unbelievable stories that came out of that. And here we're talking about two different situations, because we're talking about something that happened in the United States. We had somebody who wasn't right, who went back to a school that he briefly had gone to as a kid. And then you have these situations where people are claiming ISIS. And, you know, certainly over the years, with the amount of insiders, with the intelligence that's out there with the former CIA folks that we've had on that have talked about what's the biggest concern again and again, lone wolf, lone wolf, lone wolf, lone wolf. But I think there is a numbing effect, sadly, when we hear these stories, but incredibly frightening to just realize how this has become like a badge of honor for certain people to gravitate toward it who might not really have an inner circle connection. And there's a, they definitely play to the youth. They definitely have a magazine that tells you what to do. They've got all kinds of ways to sort of recruit and look for those people that they know they can get to get a weapon, get a bomb, get a whatever, and go and do something horrific like what happened in Istanbul. And that discussion that we've had over and over again, like with Jeff Atticott, our pal, our terrorism expert pal, what can you do? It's like, I got an avalanche of email. What do you do when you go into a place like that? I'll tell you, you have kids or you're going to places where you're in those kind of scenarios. You got to live your life. You don't want to be uber paranoid, but you look around and you know where the exits are for sure. Anywhere you go, you know what, where you have to go should something, you know, should something happen. All right, let's dive into a couple more Trump transition stories. You've got, you've got the ex-CIA chief saying that Trump's claim to know more on hacking is just playing, that he doesn't know more. It was on New Year's Eve, like I said, that he told reporters briefly that he had new information that other people didn't have in regards to Russia and the hacking claims. But he's saying he's just messing around with this, that that's not true. And James Woolsey said, he said, seems to me this is behavior that he's perfected. And I don't know. Does he have, he certainly has access to all the briefs now. He gets everything that Obama gets. So Woolsey, of course, was the CIA director during the Clinton administration, and he joined the Trump team in September. So, you know, he said that's, this is kind of weaving around and attracting attention is what he's saying. So in regards to Rents Priebus, Priebus says the intention is to bring order to the White House despite sharing power. So he's the guy who's going to lead the staff, right? That's a huge gig. When you have like the pecking order, the chart, the whatever, you know, I say this all the time. It's about who they surround themselves with because you're not really on an island. You could never keep up with what you have to keep up with. We know that, duh. That's why there's so many positions. But Priebus, the former Republican National Committee chair, who is now the White House chief of staff, was talking to the Washington Post and said one of the most important things he's going to do is build some kind of level of order within the White House. I mean, he's the guy who's really second in command, but Priebus is kind of on equal footing with Steve Bannon, the former Breitbart news chair. So they're kind of level. They're at the same level, while you have Jared Kushner, who is the son-in-law of Donald Trump, who's also expected to be playing some kind of major role in the administration. But, you know, this is where it can get tricky. I've had many conversations with Andy Card, who ran the White House for 6 years for George W. Bush. He says the chief of staff has the responsibility to be the guy who knows everything, the person who knows everything, to decide what the president should know, what he needs to know, what he doesn't need to know. And he says, and he did it, and he did it during tough times, he said, there can only be one chief of staff. But apparently Priebus isn't worried if he has to share some power with the son-in-law and with Bannon. that we're a team and that we work well together. That would be a first if that happened. Because it's true. Really, Priebus should be, it's like he should be the GM, sort of, and funnel the information, but I guess they're just going to kind of feel their way out. So while this transition is happening, you know that I'm the poll princess. So in taking the pulse of the American people, check this out. Less than 3 weeks before Trump jumps into the White House, this poll says that Americans are skeptical. Are you shocked? Americans are skeptical that he can handle major presidential duties. This is how it broke down. 44% believe Trump will be able to prevent major scandals in his administration. I think so. Compared to an average, though, of 76% who felt that way about Obama, Bush, and Clinton. 46% expressed confidence that he could see the U.S. through an international crisis. 71% felt pretty strongly that the president's could. So the numbers are off. 47% think he'll figure out how to use the military in the right way. 76% felt better about Obama, Bush, and Clinton. 55% rather were confident Trump could defend U.S. interests outside the United States. And what do you think I'm going to say here? Compared to 70% for Obama, Bush, and Clinton. So what does that mean? I mean, I know this is like throwing raw meat to the lions, but as you hear me say those numbers, do you think this is what we have to look forward to? I mean, those numbers are significantly different for Trump versus the last three presidents. Significantly. I mean, not even just a little bit. We're saying huge numbers that are going in the opposite direction. But I don't, you know, I think he doesn't care about those polls unless it's really thrown in his face. And then Trump has that tendency to have the thin skin, but there wasn't any tweets out about Gallup's poll and what people are thinking and whatever. You could argue about the sampling, and I guess he would probably say that if he was asked about it. But I think this transition and watching who gets approved and, you know, who has a little bit of a trickier time. You know, my prediction is we're not going to see much blockage at all, because look at the way the deck is stacked. Democrats can squeal and complain, but they don't have the numbers. So the numbers are really in the Republicans' favor. And even if there's some poking and prodding, I bet you, honestly, I'm going to make a bold prediction. Bold. I'm going to say everyone gets through. I don't think anyone gets blocked. I don't think anyone's getting bounced unless something's uncovered that it just won't work. But so far I've heard they don't have any problem with that. So while this whole vetting thing is going on, and then the approval or the, you know, the congressional hearings, it'll be kind of interesting, I think, as well, to see some of that. I know that I'm going to be a big C-SPAN watcher, cherry picking it here and there, but I think everyone gets through. I'm going to be better at this, nailing what happens in the transition team versus nailing the score. I really, really do. I really think that's what we'll see. All right, coming up around the bend here on America Tonight. By the way, you can throw in your 2 cents on that Gallup poll and the huge disparity between Trump and the last three presidents, if you want. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Coming up, Carrie Fisher, her shocking death in the wake of that heart attack and ultimately her death. Disney could profit. Wow, what does that mean? You'll find out next. Thank you.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Friends. So while it's flying by, let's give you the cheap headlines. Yeah, does anybody raise your hand? Because I have these special glasses where I can look across the land and see those hands being held high. Does anybody actually read a newspaper anymore? You know, I read papers online, and I also get, I love this magazine called Bloomberg. I get Bloomberg because, of course, I like financial, political, and sports. So I do get an actual newspaper that comes to my house, and it is the Dallas Business Journal, and I think it's really excellent. Again, really, it has a national slant to it, to be honest. And otherwise, for the most part, I'm looking at everything online. Yeah. You know why? Because by the time I get up half the time, papers are soaked. The Business Journal, they actually deliver in my mailbox. Any of you have that problem? Yeah, maybe. So if you did pick up the Washington Post or read it online, what you would see is here are the heads for you. You would read, of course, as you would imagine, Russian government hackers do not appear to have targeted Vermont utilities, say people close to the investigation. Because now there was a story that was bopping around that they were finding evidence that the Russian government might have hacked this Vermont utility computer, but apparently no. See, I think from now on, whenever there's a computer problem, the Russians did it. We can get back to almost like that Cold War stance, the Russians did it. Blame it on the Russians. Nyet. And then there's another headline that says Obamacare unlikely to die a swift death despite GOP rhetoric. And this is the truth, because nothing moves fast in Washington anyway. So even if you've got the numbers, you still would have to have a replacement plan, when that would take effect, what you can do for the people that would be bounced around in the current situation. So, you know, so there would be some things that would have to be sorted out that just are not going to go boom like that. Numbers are not. It's just not, yeah, it's not going to happen. And then to me, the Washington Post is interesting to read the editorials. And so what are the editorials about? Trump and Conway's transition of contradictions. Dana Milbank writes about that. Then there's another editorial that talks about Trump's America is not the only real America. Then there's another one, the media hypocrisy and hyperventilating in the age of Trump. And actually, Joe Scarborough, who we'll have back on the show again, he's a great guest. It's been a long time since he's been on ATN. I'll go knocking on his door. But he talks about, unfortunately, in the age of Twitter journalism, too many reporters find details to be onerous and optional, because he says facts are a stubborn thing. You know, I agree with that statement. Here's the problem that we're in. As somebody who went to J school, and what was drummed into my head and what happened when I worked in a really big newsroom, how you had to have, you know, you're breaking stories, you had to have two sources, they had to be checked out sources depending on what the story was. And so what Scarborough is saying is that he met with Trump trying to get an interview for Inauguration Week, and he said, you know, judging from the snide reaction in the press, you would have thought I offered a sketch to sketch the outline of his speech. And he said, listen, our first meeting was just a background discussion over dinner. We discussed topics from Mexico to cabinet nominees to Russia. Very little Trump said in regard to Mexico and cabinet choices was groundbreaking. This is Joe Scarborough saying this. And then part of the conversation, he said he felt intriguing, was his outlook toward Russia. And we discussed on Morning Joe that Trump stressed that he was determined to begin his 4 years in office pushing for a constructive relationship with Putin. So he's saying there was no nefarious conversation here. There wasn't anything that was groundbreaking. It's not what it was. It was just dinner conversation. So, and Scarborough says the dinner conversation was like what he heard off the record discussions were when Obama hosted them, were in his two terms with media people like Tom Friedman and Jeff Goldberg and David Brooks and Mika and himself. You know, they'd have a 90-minute Oval Office meeting, like they'd just be off the record discussions. And he says the main difference between the off the record powwows, the numerous ones he said with reporters, and the one he had with Trump on Saturdays was that his wasn't on deep on background. And he said the most bizarre note was that it was different because he was introduced to Favio while walking to dinner. And he said, I'm not sure who Favio is or what he does, but I think we were there for different reasons. And this is that whole New Year's Eve party that Trump holds every year, and he was having there. I don't know. The relationship with the media is actually going to be, I think, pretty interesting. Some will have access, but that was the same with Obama. He had, you know, certain people had access to Obama, and certain people didn't. And I think it's the same thing that's with every president. And I don't think that's going to be any different for Trump, because obviously, who's the guy, especially Sean Hannity, you know, he has a great rapport apparently with Sean Hannity. That's his guy. So Sean Hannity is the person who's going to get a lot of the, you know, reactions to whatever's going on from Trump versus, I don't know, some of the 60 Minute guys, CNN people, that kind of stuff. Right. But with CNN, who knows? They switch deck chairs so often. Crazy thing that happened with CNN. Don Lemon, it seems like every time I turn on CNN, and it might be the hours, you know, these crazy hours, of course, when we're talking about the radio show. But Don Lemon is just getting chastised everywhere because he was drunk, apparently, on the New Year's Eve show. And so CNN, you know, yanked him. CNN cut his mic during the show. He was doing like tequila shots or something. Every time they went to him, he had his ear pierced. He went into a crazy rant about how awful 2016 was. So producers cut off the mic. What was interesting too is, you know, you have Kathy Griffin, who does a thing with Anderson Cooper, which I think they're always on eggshells of what she's going to say. And she was trying to get him to have his shirt taken off and get some kind of tattoo or whatever, was joking about that. She was kept saying he should get his nipples pierced on the air, right? So while the Mariah Carey meltdown is happening, you have all this stuff, nonsense going on at CNN with Don Lemon, who clearly has had a bunch to drink. So first the tequila shots and then the champagne. And he was having problems saying, I can't hear a damn thing, and 2016 was awful, and then they just cut off his mic. So, anytime with this hot mic stuff, this seems to be really racking people. And, you know, now you have everyone weighing in, including Donald Trump. That was one of his many tweets. He said, you were fantastic in defending both the Second Amendment and me last night on CNN. He was talking about somebody. And he said, Don Lemon is a lightweight, dumb as a rock. Woo! On that note, I bid you adieu for this hour. Thanks for listening to ATN.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.